So I am just what we spoke yesterday in Shar Beis Perek Zion, that an Avera creates a byproduct, and that byproduct is Tumah, and that Tumah now has to figure out where to go. And we said that this is the way the dealing with this byproduct is really the einish that a person has to deal with in his averus. So someone mentioned that, Adam, I think it was you, mentioned something about that the mashchis that's created, this tumah that's created, somehow goes back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So I mentioned it's from the Tomer Dvorah, discusses this. So in the Tomer Dvorah, he says that he's talking about there the 13 midos of Hashem. And he says how each one of the 13 midos of Hashem is something we should learn from. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking that maybe that would be our next project. If we finish Nefesh HaChaim, maybe we'll do that safer. So he says there that Noisei Avoin. So the pasuk in Micha, when it says Mikal Kamocha, that we say by Tashlich, that pasuk, Mikal Kamocha, Noisei Avoin Va'Ovra Pesha, the Sheiris Nachlosai. So the midah of Noisei Avoin, he reads like this. I'm going to read it to you because it's very interesting language. He says, Harei ze godom akoidem. Sharei, lo yase adam avon shelo yivra mashchis. Every avera creates a mashchis, an evil tumah. Kiditnan, v'harei, oisoi kategor, oimed lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This evil force, just like we said, that everything in the Bria needs HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashpah to continue to live. So this evil machshchis also needs a hashpah to continue to live, because it has to feed off something. V'omer ployni asani, comes to Hashem. Hashem says, who are you? I didn't make you. He says, no, this guy's meisim made me. V'ein bria miskayem es ba'olam, only with the hashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How is this mashchis koicha tumas staying alive in the world? So it says, "Hadin noisin sheyoyim Hakadosh Baruch Hu." So the Hashem should apidin tell this guy, "Eini zon mashchisim." I'm not interested in feeding and giving nourishment to a mashchis, to an evil fat power. Go to him. Go to the guy that made you and go get parnasa from him. Go get support from him. Don't come to me. It's his problem. Now, what would happen if the mashchis needed to come to a human being to get supported? The only way he would live is by living off of the neshama of the person. He would have to kill the person. Or kursoi, or kill him, or nana, give him some sort of yisur. Hashem does not force that to happen. He goes patiently and he says, you know what? He tells the mashchis, I'll have it on loan. Okay, I'll have it on loan. I'll give you, and you can go collect from him slowly. Okay? What happens to the mashchis eventually? Either the guy, Shiyoshava Choite Bechuva, either the guy does tshuva, or he has slow yisurim that get rid of this mashchis, or somehow or other, the guy goes to Gehenna and it goes away. And then in Gehenna, the guy gets paid back with it. So in other words, that's okay. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, instead of allowing this mashchis to go take over the neshama of the person, he lets it go slowly, or not at all, or he waits for tshuva. That's the midah of Noisei Avoin. Fascinating. And that's one of the Yud Gimel midos. So one of the Yud Gimel midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually addressing this inyan of the mashchisim. That's the same that Torah Dvara says. So Ruach Chaim is saying, Nefesh HaChaim is saying similar thing. Nefesh HaChaim is saying that this mashchis is created, this byproduct of the evil is created, because again, your ma'isim, our ma'isim, are what's supporting the connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his ischavros into the world. And Mimela, if you're malnourished, you produce some sort of byproduct. And that byproduct now is the evil, koach, toma, and that's now looking for a place to be supported, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not allow it to come and take over the person, but it does cause him to do Yisurim. So we asked yesterday, that's how we ended off the shir. So how do you address this power, this evil force? So how do you get rid of it?
So this evil force comes and makes Yisurim problems for the
creator. For the guy.
That's kind of like the one who does the, it's like a boomerang. You do something wrong and then you have Yisurim from it.
Correct.
You get good. You do bad, you get bad.
Yeah. That's what he said.
Own reality.
Yeah. However, so he said that there's two ways to get rid of this koach of tumah. Number one way to get rid of the koach of tumah is that it just takes a long. Hashem holds it back, but it gives constant yisurim. And then eventually, the person got enough yisurim that the mashchas is now destroyed because now that koach of tumah is used up. Or by the tshuva. Tshuva has the power to destroy this mashchas. Now, the way this works is, because again, more or less, what happens is that the world, when a person is not doing the right ma'asim, what the person did was that he created a void in the world, right? Because he created that part of the world is Hashem is not mischaber with it enough. Now we said already in Shar Aleph that really tshuva touches a point which is deeper than the deepest point of chet. Tshuva is able to go to the neshama. Tshuva is out of this world. Tshuva is able to connect to the shorish of everything. So once you're able to connect to that shorish, and you're able to basically re-energize the shorish and add Kedusha back into the whole world through your tshuva process, that is a chiddush that tshuva can actually take away this mashchas. Okay? So those are the two ways you can address the mashchas. Either, unfortunately, wait for Yisurim, or he can do it through tshuva. And tshuva brings back the R. Tshuva brings back the R, brings back that connection to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the Bria is reconnected through tshuva. Okay? That's what he ends up saying here in Perek Zayin. In Perek Ches, he goes on to just reiterate the fact that what he said before, that like we've said many times in the Nefesh HaChaim, that punishment in the Kodesh Baruch Hu's world is not punitive. It's not like tit for tat. It's not, oh, you do this, I'm going to give you that. The punishment is suffering the consequences of your own actions. And that's why you can't say, call HaOmer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vatron. Anyone who says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Mevater, Yevatru Me'oi, deserves to die. Well, what's so bad about saying Hashem is a Mevater? The answer is because saying Hashem is a Mevater makes it sound like there's no real system here. It makes it sound like we're not significant. What we're doing is not real. It's just a game. So, look, you win some, you lose some. Hashem, listen, let me go. This time, look the other way, whatever. It's a game. It's not a, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a game. So you can be Mevata. Look, you have rules. I get it. You have to make rules, but if someone goes against the rule one time, you can overlook it, this, that, it's different, Just let it through. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Mevata. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Rachamon. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chesed. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will allow for tshuva. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will allow it to take time. But the bottom line is that you got to deal with the consequences of your actions. There's no way around that. So that's what he means. And if a person thinks that Hashem is just going to be mevater him, no. That's a chiyuv misa. You can't say that. That's dangerous. You say that, essentially what you're saying is that there's no system here, and there is. You can't do that. That's what he says.
These Yisurim come from the person's own
mashchas that they created.
He creates his own reality. It's not astonishing, it's you doing it to yourself, you're saying.
You did it to yourself. And Latov is that way too. You create your Olam Haba, right? The Olam Haba is what you've created for yourself.
But that's Olam Haba, not in this world. This sounds like the Mechatra game are in this world.
Well, it's the same thing. And as the point is, the way we're understanding it, is that as much as a Kodesh Baruch Hu is present in the world, depends on us. So if you're the one that's bringing Kadosh Baruch Hu more present into the world, that's what we said last time with the bracha concept, right? You don't make a bracha, you're not just stealing the fruit, you're stealing the bracha, you're stealing the opportunity to bring and make Hashem more present in the world. Now, if Hashem is more present in the world, everyone gains, right? Everyone gains, true, everyone gains. But guess what? Who gains the most? The guy who brought it here. Right, so why?
But he gains in the next world, not in this world.
He gains in the next world. He also gains in this world more because he's the one that, because of him, everyone else is gaining. So, the bottom line is the one that causes it is still going to be more. You know, he's going to still benefit more than everyone else. Obviously, right? Because at the end of the day, he's the broker on the deal, right?
But it sounds like the commission is paid in the Olam Haba, not in this.
No, I get it.
How does it go? The pasuk.
Yeah, I understand, but there's a certain amount that first of all, that means that in his own neshama and guf connection, he's connected stronger. His neshama and his guf are connected more strongly together. So, in Perek Ches, I want to read it inside. He says beautiful words here. He says, the very end of Shar of Ches. Okay? And this really brings back, it's a good place to stop for the week, because he brings back here, he connects now everything he said in the last couple of chapters back to the beginning of the Shar, beginning of Shar Beis. Because remember, this conversation began with the topic of bracha. What does it mean to give bracha? And we said to give bracha means to add ribui b'tosefes, to add more tosefes. So he said, how are we able to add ribui to Hashem? The answer is we're adding ribui to the midah of Hashem of Malchus, which is the way he's present in the world. So now he connects that all back now, right? Now that we said that Hashem is in the world like a guf to a neshama, and therefore the food needs the food, just like our guf and neshama needs the food, and the food is the mitzvos, and the averus is the malnutrition. So now let's bring it all back. Ba'ata, now techeze, you should see. Ubin tovin, and understand well. Inyan atosefes v'ribui bracha. Now you understand where the ribui bracha is. Umarav oitzim tzurech avodaseinu hakadosha b'chlola. And how great our avodas Hashem is. Us. Our avodas Hashem is so significant. El atzmos kiyum ha'amodas ha'olam was for the actual kiyum of the world. And how much we can do to add Tosefes Kedusha to the world. Because Hashem is more mechubar, more connected to the world through our deeds. It didn't have to be that way, but that's the way Hashem set up the world. Like food and drink does to the body. And this is the Rotzon Hashem. This is his kavod. For some reason, we don't know that he decided to make the world that way. We can't understand the reason, but this is the fact. And therefore, the last three lines, he says, it's roy, it's appropriate for every man of the Am HaKodesh, that is, a thinking person, that Hashem should be happy with our deeds. That we should have the proper kavanos when we're learning mitzvahs, so that we can add on. We're providing food. We are feeding the world by doing our mitzvahs in a spiritual sense. We're providing the nutrition that the world can continue to exist by continuing the chibur of a Kadosh Baruch Hu with the world. Kedusha v'or chadash b'ha'ilam, and we're providing that light and kedusha into the world by doing our mitzvahs in Torah. Then we're the ones that are providing that.
So it is in this world the benefit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're adding the
kedusha. It brings good to the world.
It brings the tosefes to the world. Now you're saying, how do we know that the guy that does the mitzvahs benefits more than everyone else? Because bottom line, if Hashem is more present in the world, everybody gains. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's true. But since you're the one that did it, you're going to gain the most because you're the one that actually brought him into the world. So that you gain even more on it. Okay. So, and by the way, I was just thinking today, just to add in the extra 3 minutes for Thursday night, that when we say it's chayim hi l'machazikim ba, that the Torah is a tree of life. So normally we say, you add life when you learn Torah, but in the context of this whole Nefesh HaChaim, it becomes so real, because what that means is the following. according to Nefesh HaChaim, what is life and what's death? So death is not like the end of something or something stops. Very simple what death is. Death just means that the neshama leaves the guf. So the guf stays here and the neshama goes to where it's supposed to go. For 120 years, the neshama was connected to the guf and they lived together. And life means life, the definition of life is the chibur of the neshama to the guf. And death means that the neshama leaves the guf. Very simple, right? So life, Torah allows the neshama to be more present in the guf, right? Just like Torah allows Hashem, who's the neshama of the world, to be more present in the world. So the Torah is the glue that keeps the neshama together with the guf. More than Torah and mitzvahs, more than other mitzvahs, is the Torah itself. So what we're saying is, it's the more that the neshama is part of the guf, the harder it is to separate them, right? They're more together. So it's chayim hil machazikim. Someone that learns Torah has more chayim, because by him, the neshama and the guf are more connected than by someone else. The more your guf and neshama are connected, the more chayim you have. Because the definition of life is connection between neshama and guf. So the more they're connected, the stronger they're connected, the stronger you're really living. And therefore, the more Torah you have, the more the neshama is inside your guf, the more you feel your neshama, the more you're aware of your neshama. So the more you're alive, basically. And the least Torah you have, so you're just basically a guf. So your neshama is not so present. So then you're not really living so much. So it's chayim hi l'machazikim ba, is that the connection between the guf and the neshama is even more strong based with Torah learning. That keeps them together. And that's really providing us that source of nourishment for our lives. So strong message. And we'll continue on with the hashkafa here of how tefillah works. We're going to get back to tefillah now after this. This stuff this week was really unbelievable stuff.
Okay. Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you all. Okay.
Shabbat shalom.
Good Sunday night. See you guys. Thank you.
Yes, we'll see you all Sunday night. Shkoyach.
Shabbat.
Shabbat. Good night. Good night.